We are up to Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Mi sheyespalel tefillas hamincha la'achar vav shol sumechza ulamala yotza. The Mechaber presents the halacha of someone who davens mincha gedola, which is from a half hour after chatzos, as being yotza b'di'evid, but not lachatchila. The Iker Zman, according to the Mechaber, the Iker Zman, amitesh shol sumechza ulamala, from 9.5 hours into the day, that means 2.5 hours zmanias before shkia, ad halacha, well, as far as the end of it, we'll see that soon. But first for the beginning, mincha is in place of the tamid shel bein harbayim. Mida araisa, the korban tamid shel bein harbayim, could be brought from after chatzos. The half hour was to know that the sun has already gone over the wall, so that they're sure that already is chatzos. So the zman mincha would be from a half hour after chatzos. However, they did not used to bring the korban tamid shel bein harbayim then, because the halacha was that after the tamid, you can't bring any karbanis with the exception of the karban Pesach. Since they had so many karbanis to bring, they would generally bring the tamid later. Therefore, the ikar zman of mincha is when we used to bring the karban tamid, which was teisha umechza. And the mechaber holds that davening mincha gedola, which is a half after chatzos, is a b'di'evid zman. Lamaisa, the sheet of the Rosh and the Tur is that it's mutar lachatchila, and the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Gra also paskins that way, that it is lachatchila. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that on Erev Pesach that fell on Erev Shabbos, that means if the first night of Pesach is on Shabbos, they actually used to bring the Tumid a half hour after Chatzos, so that people would have time not only to do the Shchitas Karban Pesach, but also to roast it, because you couldn't roast it when Shabbos came in. So that was the only day of the year, whenever it came by, that they would actually daven a half hour after chatzos. Now, what happens if somebody has to leave somewhere, and if he doesn't daven mincha gedola, he's going to end up either not having time to daven or he won't have a minyan. There, even according to the mechaber, it is lechatchila to daven mincha gedola. The mashmos of the mechaber is that if you daven before a half hour after chatzos, you're not yotza. The Mishnah Berurah brings dais that b'di'evid yotza from chatzos on, because the zman d'oraisa for the tamid shel bein arba'im is really chatzos. It's only the rabbanan that moved it over a half hour to know that it is indeed chatzos. If you daven mincha in the zman that mid'oraisa, you could have brought the korban tamid. There are those who say you're yotza b'di'evid. Till when is the zman? The mechaber now says, ad halayla l'rabbanon. The rabbanon hold that the zman goes until night. What does layla mean? So the Mishnah Berurah learns that layla means shkia. But we have to know that there's a machlokas here between the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, shkia is 58.5 minutes after sunset, which is 13.5 minutes before Tzeisak HaChavim, which is 72 minutes after our sunset. Whereas according to the Gaonim, Laila is Shkia, Shkia is sunset. So there's a difference of 58.5 minutes between the two Shitas. So the Mishnah Berurah is very much in favor of being Machmir for the Gaonim, and that is not to daven mincha after Shkia. Rabbi Yehuda ad plaga mincha. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, that's according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that night for tefillah is from plaga mincha. Plaga mincha is halfway through mincha, that's an hour and a quarter before shkia. Shehu ad sof yud aleph shos chaser revia, which is until an hour before shkia minus another quarter of an hour, in other words, an hour and 15 minutes before shkia. Says the Ramah, hago misharan shos eil lefinyin hayom. These hours are not 60-minute hours, but they're by dividing the day into 12. V'av mayom oruch misharan liyud bei shos veim nikros shos manias. These are what we call shos manias, dividing the day into 12, and then dividing those hours into 4 to get what an hour and a quarter would be. V'chein kol makom sheshir chacham b'shos misharan b'shos elu. Whenever the Chazal talk about hours, they don't mean 60-minute hours on the clock. What they mean is an hour is a 12th of the day. Now, where do you measure from? So there's a big machlokas. If you go from Alos until Tzeisak HaChavim, or you go from Neitz until Shkia. The Levusha Shita is that you measure from Neitz until Shkia. Whereas others learn that you go from Alos until Tzeis HaKochavim. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that if someone davens Mincha already from the Levusha's plag, which is an hour and a quarter from an hour and a quarter before Shkia, well, and you're measuring it by dividing the day into 12 from Neitz till Shkia, then you are Yotza. Now, getting back to this machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, the day ends at Shkia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it ends at Plaga Mincha. Va'asikna da'ovad kamar ovad da'ovad kamar ovad. The maskana is that you have your pick. You can either hold like Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. What does that mean? So it says, v'hu shi'asa lo'olam kachad minayu. The Mechaber Shita is that you can only do da'ovad kamar ovad if you're consistent all the time. That means you have to choose, am I a Rabbi Yehuda person or am I a Chachamim person? If you're a Rabbi Yehuda person, you daven mincha only until plaga mincha. From then on, you couldn't daven mincha. And from plaga on, you're allowed to daven ma'ariv. If you're a Chachamim person, you can daven mincha all the way till Shkia, and you can daven ma'ariv after Tzeis HaKochavim. So you have to decide once for good. Shemosa karabona umispal mincha dalayla. If you daven mincha ever, after plag hamincha, that means you're holding like the chachamim. Shuv eni yochel ispal arvis be plag hamincha lamala. You can't daven marif from plag. V'mosa k'rabbi Yehuda mispal arvis be plag hamincha lamala tzorch lizar shlo yispalu mincha b'osesha. If you daven marif before tzeis hakachamim, if you daven marif from plag, then you have to make sure that you daven mincha before plag. V'achshav shenogu lispal tfilis mincha dalayla, says the Mechaber, in our place where we daven mincha after plag, ein lispal tfilis arvis kodem shkia sachama. You couldn't daven marv until shkia, which means tzeis hakochavim. V'im b'dieved lispal tfilis arvis miplag hamincha lamalo yotza. B'dieved, you are yotza. U'b'shas hadchak yochel lispal tfilis arvis miplag hamincha lamalo. Then b'shas hadchak, you can actually go against what you normally do, and you'll be able to daven ma'ariv from plag, even though you normally daven mincha after plag. Now, according to the Mechaber, even b'shas hadchak l'chura, that's only if there's no tarti d'sasri, if that day you weren't sosir yourself. Let's see the Ramah. Says the Ramah, ulididon b'mdinas elu shnogun l'spal arvis v'plag ha-mincha. Our minig is to daven mincha early before tzeis, so that we rely on plag ha-mincha being the cutoff point. Ein lo lispal mincha achar kach. You cannot daven mincha after plag. You have to finish mincha before plag. Ubediyevet obeshas hadchak yotza im lispal mincha dalayla dainu atzeis kachavim. Bediyevet, you are yotza if you daven mincha even after shkia. So what's pshat? So like this. Biyochid, we are only makel if even though you generally go one way or the other, as long as on that day itself you daven mincha before plag and marv after plag, you're yotze b'dieved. Whereas, to be koveh dat lechatchila is aser. B'tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah says that you could be makel even in a tarti d'sasri. Meaning, if it's going to be difficult to get the tzibur together, they can daven mincha after plag and marv before shkia even, after plag. Now, lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah holds, you should never be davening mincha after shkia. In fact, you should not be davening. Not be davening mincha until shkia and after shkia. But b'dieved, you could be yotza until almost a quarter of an hour before tzeis hakochavim, because you can always rely on the shita that holds that it's still yom. In the Bir Halacha, he brings an interesting etza for someone that's davening after shkia. He says, let him make a tanai. If this is man mariv, if this is man mincha, I want to be yotze mincha. If it's man mariv, then I want to be yotze mariv, and I'll have mincha after mariv as a tashlumin because I already missed his man.